on the line from News Limited chief basketball writer Matty Logue. Good morning to you, Matt. Before we hook into NBL, NBA, and perhaps Christmas Day fixtures, have you got a most likeable Australian athlete?
Yeah, it's a great question, Matty. Being in that basketball frame of mind, it really is hard to go past Patty Mills, isn't it? Like, what he's achieved over a long, long period, what he does off the court. He's never been in trouble. It's just not a thing. And I think, yeah, like, if, I think if you were going to vote for someone as Prime Minister in some quarters, I think he'd go pretty close, Patty. So, yeah, I'd say Patty Mills is right up there with Ash Barty.
Well, basketball's thrown up quite a few, and I've had quite a few here. I mean, obviously, Andrew Gaze goes to the top of a lot of people's lists as well. Luke Longley, you know, with his achievements and how humble he's been since he's come back. Patty Mills, like you mentioned. So I'm not surprised that you've gone down that way. Let's talk about this Christmas Day fixture. So the Kings have put it out there. They want to be the first Australian sporting franchise to stage a fixture on Chrissy Day. What's been the reaction to this? What do you think about it? Because I think it's good. Good on them.
I think it's fantastic. I think it's something that is a tradition, as we know, in America. We wake up here in Australia and we watch the NBA on Boxing Day, but it's Christmas Day in America, and it's a loaded fixture, and it's really up there with one of the highlights of the season. Obviously, in Australia, the tradition is that a bit of a rest day, it's a family day, and then come in with the traditional Boxing Day test match in cricket. But I tend to think it's something that could work. Christmas Day has a different meaning for different people. And at the same time, it could provide some entertainment. I like them thinking outside the square, outside the box. I think it could work. It could be polarising. Some people may not think that's a day that you shouldn't, but I like the fact that they're thinking of different things. And it works in America. And if we're talking basketball, then, I think it could work. And Sydney potentially would be the place to do it.
And the best way to look at this, too, is if you're looking at it as a TV product, for instance, or ticket sales product as well, is where's the gap? And there's a huge gap right there on Christmas Day in that market. So I'm also thinking, Matty, out loud, where do you put it? You know, do you put it sort of around 2 or 3 o'clock after Chrissy lunch is done, the old traditional Chrissy lunch? Do you put it at night? Do you know, have they got any thinking around whether it's a day match or a night match?
I personally think you would go night, afternoon to night. I think the night works, to be honest, because the morning is, let's be honest, is an important time. It's family time. You're with your kids, etc. And then the lunch is always a big part of the day. But maybe there's an opportunity if you're looking around. Some people just have a sleep, but if you're looking around for something to do, there's always something happening in Sydney. I think a nighttime slot would work. And then obviously I think that the opponent's important. So I think it probably has to be Melbourne United, particularly this year with Matthew Dellavedova.
Yeah, it has to be something that becomes traditional. And you're right, I think you'd have to go night, because can you imagine you put it at 2 or 3 o'clock and, if a lot of people are like a lot of other people, you eat and drink way too much at lunch and you're just looking for the couch at that time to crash out. The NBL preseason, so 4 positive COVID cases after the match between the Hawks and the New Zealand Breakers. What's happening on this front?
Yeah, we'll have to watch this one closely, Matty. 4 players, they'll have to isolate for a period and wait for their tests. The game, a game this week against the Hawks, a pre-season game, that's been cancelled later this week, I think on Friday. So, they'll have to, let's just hope that we've seen this in a number of sports now where, they've got to wait for the test. But for example, if it does, like they are positive, and that has ramifications for the season proper starting from next Friday. So, look, fingers crossed. It's just a wait and see. But as we've seen in all the sports now, Matty, it's something that we've got to live with and we've got to roll with. But not ideal timing for the NBL, particularly on the eve of the season. The preseason match doesn't matter as much, but we just got to hope watch this space in terms of those test results.
And Boomers coach Brian Gorgens trying to make sure that he's got everybody available for the World Cup qualifiers in February. Mm. How likely is that going to be for him?
Yeah, I think the NBL, we're looking at potentially pausing the season. That is if these games were going to be played in Australia. Now, this is still being finalised, as I'm understanding is some of these games potentially could be played in Japan. The teams that the Boomers have to play for these World Cup qualifiers, Japan, China and Chinese Taipei. So, for example, if a game is overseas, I think it'll be on the individual player, Matty. I don't think the NBL or the clubs will stand in the way of a player if they want to go and represent their country. And Brian saying that, well, to qualify, these teams are like China have paused their season indefinitely to get the strongest possible team to qualify for the World Cup. Japan have got a new coach. So he's saying now the NBL is full of all those quality players and it's a legitimate selection breeding ground. I need my best players available. So I think the NBL will cater for that. I don't think they'll pause the season if the games are played overseas, given there's complications with like with coronavirus and quarantining and things like that. But it'll be on the individual player. So it'll be a hard one. It depends on where certain teams are placed. I think they'll name an extended squad, is my understanding. And it'll create opportunities, potentially. Say, if Matthew Dellavedova wanted to stay and play for Melbourne United, might create an opportunity for some younger guys coming through and someone like an Angus Glover who's coming back from multiple injuries at the Sydney Kings, and he'll get his chance to shine on the international stage.
And just quickly, 20 games into the NBA season, no Ben Simmons. We haven't spoken about Ben Simmons for a bit, but there might be some move around because Sacramento have sacked their coach, haven't they? And they've been sort of in the frame about if anyone was going to move on Ben Simmons, it could be them.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if that does happen, Matty. I just think the sooner the better. As we've discussed, at length, like it's been going on for a long time now, and Ben just needs to be back playing. I think it's now getting to the dangerous territory where his career is being impacted. He hasn't played now for a long time, and the only way he's going to improve some of those mental demons around his shooting and get his confidence back up is to play. He can train all he likes, but end of the day, he needs to get back out there. He's a three-time All-Star. He's going to go down as one of Australia's best, and he needs to move past this drama as soon as he can. And I know there's complications, but look, I hope it happens. I think at this point, he's just got to bite the bullet and just go to, if it's Sacramento, then it is. Just I think he just needs to get out.
Yeah, something's got to happen. It's got to break sooner or later. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time this morning.
Pleasure, mate.